Hello?
Oh, hi, Ro. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Great. I'm glad to hear it. I was following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Can you hold on for a minute?
Yes, of course.
Hey.
Yes.
Right now, I'm in a financial bind. I work with a lot of insurance companies. I have a restoration business and that. I'm having trouble with them sending the checks, and they sent me checks, but I have not received them. And this was back in the beginning of the month, and I've been calling them. Yeah, and it's already the 20th, and I'm like, oh man, I have all my credit cards are maxed out because of the jobs I'm doing and everything. So, but I mean, if you guys can hold on, I know if you guys, cancel my account, then I can get it up and running here when I get some money. I mean, that's fine. I understand.
Well, they can't cancel it with a past due balance, but one thing that we could do, number one, is give you more time because it sounds like that's all you need, right? So your billing cycle is on the 16th. So right now, just the June 16th payment is due. So as long as you get it paid before the July 16th payment, what we could do is then push the next billing out 30 days, right? So let's say that you couldn't pay this until July 10th. I wouldn't want you to have another payment 6 days later, right? So what we would do at that point is just push the next billing out to August 10th, right? Also, if it comes down to this, you could also remove your Facebook ads. Each month when you pay us $249, we take $100 off the top and send it to Facebook to run ads. So if you wanted to remove that component, that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay? And a lot of people...
I'm getting a couple of Facebook calls because of the ads, so I wouldn't want to remove them.
Okay. Yeah, if it's a last resort, I was mentioning it, I wouldn't recommend that you remove them, but as a last resort, just so that it doesn't keep reoccurring, because in the terms and conditions you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 16th. So if you just let it sit there, it'll, reoccur another $249 on July 16th and so on and so forth. So, crucial just for you to get the account up to speed so I could push the next billing out, the benefit of that option is that the Facebook ads, you can start and stop them anytime. So when you get your checks coming in from the insurance companies, you could call back no problem and add them. But at this point, I don't think we even need to go to that route because you have plenty of time to do, the whole amount if it's just a matter of waiting on those checks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it shouldn't be that any longer. I mean, it's already almost, I know they say about 7 or 14 days, and I know this coming up Monday is a 14th working day. So if I don't get anything by Monday, I'm going to call them again and tell them to see if they can do a bank transfer or something, because I'm been waiting for them for a couple of weeks already.
Yeah, that's so sad. I hear that a lot from contractors that, insurance companies work that way, and they don't realize that our bills keep coming in the meantime, we can't.
Right.
Yeah. So, but no problem. I put a note on here, so we do have plenty of time. So, I'll send you a little notification that talks about the payment failing, but it'll have my extension on it, which is 777. So if, you know, payment, you know, becomes doable, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up with you sometime next week, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a nice weekend, too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.